Syria Western Media War. While the Western media claim to be free thinkers, in fact, they conceal realities and justify the obscenity of Western states. We should not be misled. It is the Western countries which, through their policies in Syria, have victimized millions of people and instigated the current crisis in the country. It was in the initial days of 2011 that war broke out in Syria. The war has so far left nearly 500,000 dead and has caused one of the worst refugee crises in the world. Over half of the 22 million Syrian people have fled their homes and hearts, and more than 5 million have been forced to go to other countries to find a shelter. 1 year after the outbreak of war in Syria, the armed opposition groups occupied parts of Aleppo. A few months later, the Takfiri terrorist forces seized other parts of the city. They were the same forces who were affiliated to Al-Qaeda or the terrorist group of Al-Nusra. In the spring of the next year, the Daesh terrorists occupied vast parts of Syria, including the major part of Aleppo. During the following months, Aleppo was gradually destroyed. For more than 4 years, Aleppo experienced a series of seesaw battles and falling in the hands of different groups with nothing left except a pile of ruins. The war in Aleppo has claimed half of the 3 million population of the city homeless, with over 30,000 killed. Liberation of Aleppo was a very crushing blow to the West, especially the US and its regional allies and partners in crime, particularly the Zionist regime, the Saudi regime, and their hirelings. The Western media supporting terrorism in the region by shaping psychological war and molding the public opinion tried to reduce the impact of the victory of Syrian army and popular forces in confronting the terrorists on the one hand, and sell the forged picture that Iran and the resistance axis are responsible for destructions in Syria on the other hand. The global arrogance and its paid media, which during the siege of Aleppo spoke of human rights violation for saving terrorists, after liberation of the city, have adopted the policy of confronting the Islamic Iran and the axis of resistance. Concurrent with the liberation of Aleppo, the propaganda and media apparatus affiliated to the supporters of terrorists have used expert teams to release fake reports and pictures to show that the Syrian army and its allies in eastern Aleppo have committed crimes and massacred civilians. Hence, the media affiliated to some Arab regimes have put photos, reports, and forged films at the disposal of Western TVs and news agencies. Showing pictures of dead women and children, they provoke tribal war among people. Some Western media, which seem to have no duty but supporting terrorists, after liberation of Aleppo tried to tarnish the status of Syrian government and its allies in the name of human rights. The Canadian journalist Eva Bartlett, in a news conference on December 9, 2016, while revealing the lies of Western media on Syria, said if the reality was reflected in this country, the situation would not become so grave. In a speech at the UN, Bartlett said, "Western mainstream media's coverage of the Syrian war is incredible as their local sources are not credible. I've been many times to Homs, to Ma'lula, to Latakia and Tartus, and again Aleppo 4 times, and people's support of their government is absolutely true. Whatever you hear in the corporate media is completely opposite. She added, and on that note, what you hear in the corporate media, and I will name them, BBC, Guardian, The New York Times, etc., on Aleppo is also the opposite of reality. She argued, the mainstream media narrative is meant to mislead the public about what is really happening in Syria. Meanwhile, she noted, no one in eastern Aleppo has heard of the members of the controversial groups purport to be rescuing civilians in eastern Aleppo and Idlib. She said a girl during 3 months was rescued several times by some groups and some pictures were released. She added that the white helmets are not credible. In conclusion, the Canadian journalist said, if the media had told the truth about Syria from the beginning, we wouldn't be here now. We wouldn't have seen so many people killed. From the moment that the first sparkle of Islamic awakening appeared in the region, the West endeavored to hijack the wave as it wishes and create currents in harmony with its own objectives. In addition to policymaking and huge amounts of money paid, the major part of Western policies about the regional developments was enforced by their media. The West, through the media giants, has attempted to portray an absolutely different picture of the regional developments. Different media outlets, especially via variegated tactics, have exerted their best to affect the regional developments and sell their nefarious goals to the ignorant public opinion in the West. The point which should be further analyzed is that the media, in accordance with the Western government's policies on developments in each country, adopt their specific tactics. This proves that despite the media's previous claim of independence from politicians, they are quite dependent. Since the breakout of Syrian crisis, the joint Western, Arab and Hebrew media, by mobilizing all possibilities, not only refused to offer a coverage of the events on the ground, but also they brazenly distorted the reality in this country. These media using virtual studios showed the protesting crowds multifold and made fake funeral for the fake dead. While the terrorist groups used chemical weapons, the Western media, employing various methods of psyops, have created heavy public climate against the Syrian government, and they falsely attributed the death of the Syrian children and women to the Syrian government. What adds to the sufferings of the Syrian people is that the so-called international organizations acted quite passively. The terrorist breeding regime in Riyadh began establishing wide media networks, TV and radio channels, news sites, cyber and cell phone networks in Syria, all of which were aimed at affecting the world public opinion and tarnishing the image of Syrian government. In line with this, the Western and international networks, in a coordinated measure, embarked on confronting the Syrian government on the international scene and regional level. Certain researchers conducted on the performance of Arabic BBC, Sky News, Al Arabiya and Al Jazeera regarding coverage of Syrian crisis showed for the first time that complicity among Arab, Western and Hebrew media has been directed by a single headquarters. Even the British website Peace, writing an article on Syria, criticized the Western policies about Syria and wrote, like Libya, the Western Front, through media coverage of Syria with one-dimensional policy, spread the clashes towards civil war. Dear listeners, the so-called mainstream media in the West and the regional hired agents in the region, especially among the Arab reactionary regimes, have changed their trend of coverage of news for the past few weeks after the liberation of Aleppo and tried to resort to the genuine news sources to cover the events on the ground rather than forging non-existent news and footages in their virtual studios through advanced techniques and equipment. One of BBC reporters in a topic on Facebook writes, "In one of the Arab states for teaching a group of reporters of official news agency, I talked to one of them regarding the issues related to news source, and she said, until recently, we were ordered to take Syrian Human Rights Watch, which belongs to opponents, but now we have been ordered to use only Syria's official news agency, Sana'a, and using any other news source belonging to the opponents is forbidden." This shows that due to the advance of resistance forces in Syria and the imminent liberation of Mosul in Iraq, the Western and Arab media do not want to further lose the already defamed face before their audience. Dear listeners, we will continue the discussion in the next programs.